This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In the previous few surahs, the discussion has been openly about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it be Surah Al-Duha or Surah Al-Sharh, Al-Duha and Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak. Both of these surahs, khalisatan lil-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both of these surahs are directly speaking and praising the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then inside Surah At-Tin, the theme continues of possibly indirectly speaking about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was speaking about the previous anbiya, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ, and this safe sanctity, this safe area, وَالْبَلَدُ الْأَمِينِ, is none other than the land or the area of Mecca. And you find that the first time that this preference is given to the land of Mecca is the building of the Kaaba via Ibrahim alayhi salam. When كانوا بعض المؤرخين, even though some historians, they write that Adam alayhi salam was the first one who built the Kaaba. فَأَيِّحَالَ, that we find Ibrahim alayhi salam was the one who rebuilt the Kaaba, or the initial building of the Kaaba. And then he made this supplication inside the Qur'an, that to send a messenger from amongst their own selves, who's going to teach them the book and the scripture, and who's going to purify them. And this is mentioned four times inside the Qur'an. The first time is actually the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam inside the end of the first juz of Surah Al-Baqarah that we find, whereby he made this supplication. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded it on three separate occasions inside the Qur'an about the sending of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. For مثل inside Surah Al-Imran, Allah mentioned, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Inside Surah Al-Imran, Allah mentioned, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred a great favor on this Muslim ummah of sending the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Likewise, the end of Surah At-Tawbah that we find, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, this come from amongst your own selves, a messenger who's over worried about you, always worried about you, worried about your guidance. رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ, pitiful, merciful towards the believers, is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. In the end of Surah Al-Anbiya, the 21st chapter of the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We don't send you except for a mercy to all of the worlds. Another place in the Quran, Allah mentioned, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We sent you as a warner to all of humanity to give them glad tidings and to warn them. But most of mankind are unaware of the call or the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we find this is the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the response is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why he mentions the hadith, ana da'watu Ibrahim, I am the response, the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa hadha al-balad al-amin, this blessed area, this sanctified area, becomes revitalized once again via bi'thatun nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, via the sending of the messengership, sending the final message inside this location. It begins to magnify this environment, magnify that area. And that's inside Surah Al-Balad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, inside Surah At-Tin mentioned, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, that indeed, we've created the human being in the best structure. What is the relationship between the previous surah and this surah? Between Surah At-Tin and Surah Al-Alaq, which is today's theme, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as we mentioned, those previous surahs, and inside Surah At-Tin, he's been addressed the area of Mecca. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to magnify, brings a revelation inside the area of Mecca. And likewise, we find, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. The only way that the human being becomes a noble, a lofty, a supreme, a good individual, is via ilm. اِقْرَأْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقْ اِقْرَأْ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمْ. Learn, teach, educate. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ بِالْقَلَمْ. Taught mankind via the use of the pen. So via the use of knowledge that you find, the human being becomes أَحْسَنُ الْخَلْقِ, becomes the best of creation. And likewise, Asfal as-Safilin in this surah is the opposite. Via kibr, ar-ra'a ustaghna, the person who thinks themselves to be self-sufficient becomes arrogant, becomes proud, becomes Asfal as-Safilin. فهذه المناسبة بين سورة التين والعلق والعلم عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. That is a possible relationship between these two surahs, between Surah At-Teen and Surah Al-Alaq that we find. And likewise, many ulama mention that the beginning of this surah, تبدأ بالعلم والتعلم والقراءة. This surah begins by learning, educating and studying. وتختم بالسجود والعبادة. And this surah ends via ibadah and worship and submission and prostration. يقترن بين العلم والعمل, a relationship between knowledge and action. Because many of us that we think مجرد العلم, that a person just has knowledge, is sufficient. إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are علماء. ما هو معاني العلماء? Who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi mentioned, رَأْسُ الْعِلْمِ خَشْيَةُ اللَّهِ. The essence of knowledge, the essence of knowledge isn't قِيلَ وَقَال, isn't this and that. The essence of knowledge is خَشْيَةُ اللَّهِ, is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلَّمَا زِدَّ عِلْمًا زِدَّ جَهْلًا بِنَفْسِكَ. The more a person increases inside their knowledge, increases inside their own ignorance of how far away they are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا يَتَقَبَّرْ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Ilm doesn't lead you to become arrogant towards people around you, to look down upon people, to trivialize people, to belittle people, to ridicule people, to mock people, to joke at people, to scoff at people. هذا ليس العلم بالله سبحانه وتعالى. العلم بالله سبحانه وتعالى يدخل في قلبك, enters into your heart and your mind. في طاعة الله سبحانه وتعالى increases your ta'a, your obedience towards Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And that's what many of the ulama have extracted. Ala ra'sim Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayhi inside his tafsir juz amma highlights this is the essence of knowledge. Begins by speaking about knowledge and concludes and speaking about the impact of knowledge inside a person's life. That's what we need to study inside our lives. The impact of knowledge inside our daily lives. Does it bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does it bring us to question our own selves, our own intentions, our own actions? Are we so busy inside society that day in and day out we're worried about other people? Kam min an-nas hatta fi Ramadan. How many people send us texts and messages, ask us, ma huwa hukum fi fulan wa allan? What's the ruling of so and so? What about this person? What about that person? What about that person? Ya ayyuhal ikhwa, hadha shahru Ramadan. This is the month of Ramadan. If you haven't understood that, what have you understood from your knowledge? Just busy about this person and that person. Imam Malik كان يترك الدروس, used to leave teaching, وكان يهتم بالقرآن, كأن كل شهر هو اهتمام بالقرآن. The whole of the month is nothing but focusing upon the Quran. ومن يركز القرآن يجد الأجوبة. Whoever focuses upon the Quran will find the answers. Whoever focuses on the Quran will find the answers. Will not be left in darkness, because the Quran يخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. Quran takes you away from the realms of darknesses to the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the beginning of this surah. The beginning of the surah speaks about what is guidance, what is revelation. Read Badul Wahi, the beginning of revelation, beginning of Sahih al-Bukhari. Read how revelation came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as narrated by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He used to go and place himself inside seclusion, searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to make that journey on the mountain of Hira, enter into the cave of Hira, climb that mountain, enter into that cave in a state of tahannuth, huwa naw'un min al-ibadah, a form of ibadah, of searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who would take Khadija, give him some food, would wrap it up, he'd take it with him, remain for hours, for days on end, contemplating about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till eventually, I'm sure most of us are familiar with the story that Jibreel alayhi salam came and said to him, Iqra. قال ما أنا بقارئٍ. Told him to read. He said, I'm not one that I can read. Then he squeezed him. And riwayat al-mukhtalifa told him to read again and again. Then he said, what should I read? فقال له اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. هذه أول خمس آيات من سورة العلق. The 96th chapter of the Quran, the first five verses of Revelation. That's why some of the ulama mentioned that some of us will read this story. We don't see, the penetration isn't there. As Imam Shanqiti inside his tafsir, he mentions that we read through this story and it doesn't penetrate us. This is the beginning of enlightenment. The ending was of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the sense that he built the Kaaba, he done his task. Then there was an element of darkness after that. Until the time of Isa alayhi salam, 600 years between Isa and Muhammad alayhi salam. 600 years of a gap that was existing there. And then came the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, illuminated the whole area once again. Well, Shaykh Usab Ibn Taymiyyah, Kataba Mi'atayn wa Ishreen, he wrote 220 pages explaining this revelation. Explaining this revelation. And look at us, look at the way that we deal with the Quran. Look at the way we engage with the Quran. We don't seem to understand. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَتَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَّذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. A blessed book that we sent down, that you may ponder and reflect over these ayat. لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. If we sent this Quran down on a mountain, it will turn it, cleft it asunder, turn it into dust. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. These are the amthal that we place inside the Quran that you may ponder and reflect. وَالْأَمْثَالُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ فَوْكَ ثَمَانِينَ. More than 80 amthal inside the Quran is collected by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah inside his works of amthalul Quran. وَمُعْظَمُ الْأَمْثَالِ. And most of amthal are speaking about whom? They're speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're speaking about al-aqadiyya, al-aqaid, about belief. Study the parables inside the Quran. They're all speaking in general about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about belief. So whoever understands the Quran, understands the parables of the Quran, will not be left in a state of darkness. Will be extracted from that darkness, taken to the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Quran sent down. وَمُعْظَمُ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ. That these ayat have been sent down when? Have been sent down inside Ramadan. And specifically, some of them go to review inside Ramadan in Laylatul Qadr. This is the beginning of revelation. What is our relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today? كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Many of us, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is behind our backs. كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We don't know the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't live with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ قِيلَ عَنْ شَيْخِ الْإِسْلَامِ إِبْنِ تَيْمِيَةِ رَكِّزُوا لَهَذَا. Shaykh Usab Ibn Taymiyyah, no two scholars of Ahl Sunnah differ about his rank, about his knowledge. He speaks and he writes, as mentioned by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, his profound student, who also makes the same statement. If only I spent more of my life focusing upon what? Focusing upon the Quran. And this is a sign of humility, because everybody knows that his writings of the Quran, his explanation of the Quran, it was there. But he still writes himself that if only I spent more of my life focusing upon the Quran. Some of his works of tafsir were written with coal. When he was in prison, he wrote it with coal. He wasn't one to waste his time like many of us today. We're just wasting our time. That's what we do. That's a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forbid, has astrayed us from the path. Being astray from the path doesn't mean being upon misguidance. Doesn't mean being dal. Being astray also means that you're not using your time. There's no barakah inside your time. You're not focused inside your time. You're worried about other things inside your life. And when that day comes, then a person will begin to reflect. And then begin to question themselves. That if only I'd done this inside my life, only focused upon this in my life, it would have bettered me, because the Quran is what betters a person. خُلُقٌ وَأَخْلَاقًا وَسُلُوكًا وَمَنْهَجًا. What betters a person inside their life is the Quran. Sahibul Quran, a person who lives with the Quran. Ahlul Quran, khasatuhu wa ahluhu. People in the Quran are the close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So each one of us can see that link. That in this month of Ramadan, how much are we trying to recite the Quran, to learn the Quran, to read the Quran, to read the tafsir of the Quran, to understand the Quran, to live by the Quran, to implement the Quran, to preach the Quran, to teach the Quran, and then the impact of Quran inside our lives. That's the greatest impact. What is the impact of the Quran inside our lives? Come min al-awam, look at the masses of average people. Look at the way they give respect to the Quran. Maybe you can find it no'ul min al-mubalagha. It's excessive praise that they give to the Quran. But why? Because possibly they understand the rank of the Quran. They understand this is kalamullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pay no weight to it. So here in the beginning is surah, in surah al-alaq that we find. Or surah Iqra, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, as Ibn Kathir in Sahih Tafsir gives this title. And Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi calls it suratul qalam. Just like the surah Noon wal qalam wama yasturun. Because it speaks about scribing knowledge via the pen. And Allah here mentions Iqra marratain. Highlights read twice. Amma, as Imam Shawkani mentioned in Babu Ta'keed, as a form of emphasis, which is common inside the Quran, that Allah subhanahu repeats things, that rakizu, pay attention. Don't become, what is the real meaning of juhal, ignorant individuals? What is an ignorant individual? Ma yafam shay min al-Quran. Ashra sana, 20 sana, 30 sana. Your Quran is being read, you don't understand the Quran. Ma tafam logatul Quran. You don't understand the language of Quran. Ma tafam ibaratul Quran. Kalimatul Quran, siyakul Quran, fahmul Quran. So what have you been doing with your life? What have I done with my life? That you can't, when you stand inside prayer, you cannot understand the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aib alayya. Blame upon myself. As Ibn Taymiyyah said, that whoever wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak to that individual, faqra'ul Quran, read the Quran. Read the Quran, and the Quran is speaking to you, speaking to me. وَإِذَا رَدْتَ أَن تُخَاطِبَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. You want to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَقُمْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Then stand inside as-salah. This is what the Quran should be inside our lives. And the Prophet ﷺ revised the Quran inside Ramadan. And the final Ramadan, he revised it twice with Jibreel alayhi salam. Twice he revised it. Because possibly knowing al-ishara, that it's going to be his final year. But every single year, كان يجدد القرآن. That's why you find this نقاش and جدال. Should we read the Quran? Come نقرأ من القرآن. هذا أسلوب النبوي. To read the Quran inside Ramadan. If you don't want to follow the Quran, you don't want to listen to the Quran, فأنت حر. لأن صلاة التراويح عند جماهير العلماء فقهاء. صلاة التراويح is a nafil prayer. If you don't want to pray it, don't pray it. Don't waste your time. Don't cause fitna amongst people. Go to masajid and say, هذه البدعة praying 20 rak'at. The imam is like this, this person like this, this person like that. Where are you from reading the Quran? What have you read from the Quran? What have you learned from the Quran? Nothing but we become people of fitna inside society. Rather than tarqiz ala al-Quran. Encouraging people to come towards the Quran. لِأَنَّ هُوَ قِلَّةُ الْعِلْمِ. هذا أساس. It's a lack of knowledge. That a person يُرَكِّز عَلَى شَيْءٍ الَّذِي يَرَى أَنَّهُ أَفْهَمُ الشَّيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ الشَّيْءٍ. That's a sign of small knowledge. That a person just focuses on one thing and sees that this is the crux of the matter. This is all ilm. This is the essence of ilm. That this one qadiyah, this one issue is real ilm. هَذَا فَشَلْ فِي الْعِلْمِ. This is a loss in ilm. Because a person of ilm, يَتَطَوَّرْ فِي عِلْمِهِ. Person of knowledge is continuously reading, continuously studying. That's you find in certain بعض الآثار, وَإِنْ كَانُوا ضَعِيفًا وَلَكَنْ يُقْبَلْ. مِنْ بَابِ التَّرْغِيبِ قَيِّدُ الْعِلْمِ بِالْكِتَابَةِ. Restrict your knowledge, codify your knowledge via writing it down, via preserving it. وَمِنْ أَسْبَابِ عَلَى حَصْلِ الْعِلْمِ. And ways of gaining knowledge. Simple. Simple it is inside the Quran. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah says, fear me, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah يَفْتَهُ الْأَبْوَابِ لِلْعِلْمِ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will open up doors of knowledge and understanding. But if your fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based upon people, أو أقوال الناس, أو أهمية الناس, أو وجوه الناس, your knowledge is just for people to look at you, people to praise you, people to see you, people to praise you. Then that knowledge will never be lifted beyond the real essence of knowledge. You won't achieve that of deeper penetration of knowledge of istinbat min al-ayati wal-ahadith. You're never going to be able to extract the Quran. You're never going to extract the hadith. That's why you find that many shabab yadurun ala ba'd al-qadaya. They just swirl around certain issues. That's all they swirl around. That's all their life is, swirling around certain issues. When knowledge should make you afqahun nas, afhumun nas, aqulun nas, absarun nas, anwarun nas. Knowledge should make you the most brightest of people, the most smartest of people, the most intelligent of people, the most understanding of people. That's what knowledge should do to a person. Because a knowledge is nur. Kama qala Imam Shafi'i lamma اشتكى إلى أستاذه إلى شيخ وقيع قال شكوت إلى وقيع سوء حفظي فأرشدني إلى ترك المعاصي وأخبرني بأن العلم نور ونور الله لا يؤطى لعاصي. Imam Shafi complained to Imam Waqi from his weak, his bad memory. So Imam Waqi advised him, said to him that the reason for your weak memory possibly could be is the carrying out of sins, of disobedience. Leave sins, leave disobedience, leave those things that are not important. Because ilm Allahi is nur. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is light. Wa nurullahi la yu'ta li'asi. And the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't given to a disobedient individual. Because some of us, we don't think we're disobedient. We think maybe I don't drink alcohol, I don't commit zina, I don't do this. But most of us are involved in what? هذه كذلك من المحرمات الغيبة الشتم واللعن غيبة من الكبائر يا أيها الإخوة. Backbiting is من الكبائر. Read Imam Dahabi's works, Al-Kabair, where he collects some 80 plus kabair sins, where ghiba is there. So some of us may think, I don't do these sins that people are doing. But we freelance, we backbite even a month of Ramadan. That's what backbiting is. ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. To speak about your brother that which he dislikes. And then you say, I will say it in front of his face, but you don't say it in front of his face. Because you don't have the courage. You don't have the courage to say it inside a person's face. Because shaitan, talbis, iblis, all of us, we fall into this. Traps us even this month of Ramadan that we're busy texting and sending messages and speaking about people and this and that. This is taking away your hasanat and giving those people, taking away your sayyi'at, taking your sayyi'at or giving more sayyi'at to you, taking away their sayyi'at and giving them your hasanat. And it could be dead individuals. They could be individuals who've died. فَأَمْرُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Their affair lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are you so bogged down about their life now when they've left this dunya? فَهُوَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Read Aqaid Ahli Sunnah. When a person leaves this dunya, they're with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the Prophet ﷺ, who did he approach? Read tafsir, read seerah. He came to Waraka ibn Nawfal. Khadija brought him to Waraka ibn Nawfal, who's a cousin of Khadija, who's a person who became a Christian, who read the scriptures, and they began to ask him, what is the interpretation of what this vision that I saw? فَقَالَ هُوَ النَّامُوسَ الَّذِي جَاءَ عِنْدَ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. This, what you saw, this visualization is Namus, is the angel who came with revelation. He said, if only I was young, that I could come and join this message with you. But your people are going to expel you, they're going to push you out. قَالَ مُخْرِجِيَّ قَوْمِي. Are my own people going to expel me? Are they going to throw me out the lands of Makkah? Are they going to throw me out? He said, yes, they are. Because no messenger comes except for the people stand up against him. And that's inside this surah that we find. That the Prophet ﷺ is exposed to individuals that we need to bear things inside our life. This is another problem that we face, that we're very hasty inside our lives. While Rasul ﷺ, 13 years inside Makkah, 10 years inside Medina, persevered 23 years. 23 years of giving of da'wah to the people. Nuh ﷺ, 1,000 years except for 950 years. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعُوتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. Oh my Lord, I call my people day and night, in the morning, in the evening. But they took their garments and placed it over their heads, and they thrust their fingers inside their ears. So did Nuh alayhi salam say to him, destroy these people? He persevered with them. The Prophet alayhi salam, he persevered with his people. Abu Jahl that we find, read the tafsir, this surah. He said that at any time I see the Prophet alayhi salam offering the prayer, I'm going to come and try to harm him. So what did he do? He came towards the Prophet alayhi salam, al-hadith is a Muslim. He came to try to attack, to poke, to harm the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he stepped back. He became fearful, he became scared. So the people around him said, Ya Abul Hakam, what is the matter? Why did you hesitate yourself? He said, indeed, that between me and him became a ditch, khandaq min an-nar, a ditch of fire came, preventing me from going towards the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Arraw staghna, this individual who thought himself to be self-sufficient, has no need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has no need of any individual. When he sees the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abdan idha salla, when he sees the servant of Allah praying, he wants to harm him. Study closely about, that's why ulama mentioned, anna Abu Jahl huwa fir'aun hadhi al-ummah. The fir'aun of this ummah is Abu Jahl. Just like you had fir'aun at the time of Musa, who is tyrannical, and likewise you had Abu Jahl. And it's tyranny that we find, as Abu Bakr al-Jazari mentioned his tafsir, Imam Sa'di as well inside his tafsir. These individuals, their tyranny leads them to what? Their tyrannical behavior. They want to do what? They want to stop a person from praying. Does prayer harm anyone? Does prayer disturb any individual? These are steps of tughyan. That you find these gradual steps that we find. That from one step to of oppression, it leads them people. Look at even some Muslim countries where the non-Muslims have controlled these countries. They don't allow them to physically display themselves. The Uyghur Muslims at the moment in the territory of China, modern-day China that we find at the moment, you cannot display your faith. You cannot offer your prayer. You cannot read the Quran. And not too long ago, in the Soviet Union, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, read about the history of these countries. You were not allowed to display your faith, read the Quran, read Salah. Bosnia, Serbia, read the history there. Blocked as well. Again, why? Maybe a person get personal and said it could be a reason of disobedience, but we should look at the lesson. The lesson of not being living to our symbols of Islam, of holding fast to our symbols and encouraging ourselves about our Salah. Abdan idha salla. Ara'aita in kana ala al-huda aw amara bit-taqwa. Is this individual himself upon taqwa, upon guidance? Or is he just becoming a nuisance inside society to harm other individuals? So this is what these individuals, they done to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and what even today that people that we face today, that people are prevented from the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a person perseveres, is committed, just like the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam inside this surah is committed throughout his life. In persevering. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the end of this surah gives that severe warning to those individuals who try to harm the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam or harm the people of Islam. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does not this individual see, or don't we all of us that we see, because khitab inside the Quran is for all of us. The generality of the Quran is for all of us to perceive and to understand. And this is another sickness that some of us that we're living in, that we feel that the Quran is speaking to a certain person or certain individual or certain identity or certain type of people. As ulama of Quran have mentioned, al-ibra bi'umumi lafzi la bi'khususi sabab. The lesson is to be taken from the generality of the words and not from the specifics of revelation. So in this month of Ramadan, as we're reading and studying the Quran and listening to the Quran, we shouldn't just stand there or sit there and marvel at the Quran, that the Quran is, look, speaking about Bani Israel, speaking about Al-Yahud, speaking about Al-Nasara, about Al-Mushrikun, Al-Arab, Al-Dalun, speaking about all these individuals. Al-Khitab lana li jami'ina. The speech is to all of us. That's what it is, the speech is to all of us as we read in the Quran, that we don't begin to make the same mistakes as they made. Because that's why you study the Quran in great detail, we are making exactly the same mistakes as Bani Israel. As Allah mentioned, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَقُصُّ عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَكْثَرَ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَقُصُّ عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Most of this Quran narrates about Bani Israel. that some of the ulama, tafaseer, they mentioned, كاد القرآن يكون كله موسى عليه السلام. As if the whole Quran was going to be about Musa alayhi salam. Because the Prophet alayhi salam is the most closest to Musa alayhi salam in a sense of the message and the struggle and the difficulties that we find. So the person approaches the Quran in his blessed month of Ramadan to see those isharat. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Kalla la illam yantahi. Lanasfa'an bin nasiya. If this person doesn't prohibit, doesn't stop, we're going to grasp him from nasiya bi ma'na jabha. From his forehead, forelock, from the top of his head, we're going to grasp him, we're going to grab him. فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَ. Let him call his supporters. Let him call whoever he wants to call to support him, to help him, because on that day there's going to be no helpers. There's going to be no helpers on that day. And likewise Allah mentions, سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَ. Then we're going to call الزَّبَانِيَ. And Zabani, as ulama mentioned, is the custodians of Jahannam, of the hellfire. كَلَّا لَا تُطِعُوا وَاسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ. Don't obey these people, meaning remain steadfast upon al-istiqamah. Remain steadfast upon the teachings of Islam. وَاسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ. Perform the sajda, meaning the prayer. That's why the Quran begins by highlighting وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek aid and assistance via as-salah and patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the Quran, amongst the first commandment inside the Quran is about seeking aid and assistance via as-salah. So the Prophet alayhi salam, wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Carry on worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until yaqeen comes to you, bima'na al-maut. That is attitude that we have inside our Muslim community, that just for Ramadan we become good Muslims, just for Yawmul Jum'ah we become good Muslims. This is alhamdulillah praiseworthy, this is something good. And we encourage this. But at the same time, this impact of Ramadan should lead you to change yourself, to better yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasjud waqtarib. أقرب ما يكون عبد عند ربي وهو ساجد فأكثر السجود فأكثر الدعاء في السجود أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The most closest a person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وهو ساجد is once a person in a state of prostration. So increase in your supplication. Increase this month of Ramadan. We find in numerous narrations Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single night, frees certain servants from the hellfire. Kullu layla, bila istithna. Every single night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers the necks of some of his servants, rescues them. Where what may have been for them to enter to Jahannam, rescues them, delivers them. For min ayyi bab, how can a person achieve that? Awwalan rahmatullah, the mercy of Allah. But Allah has placed asbab ala dunya. Allah has placed means on this dunya for that to be opened up for you, to be given to you. Amongst those means is to increase in sujood, increase in salah, at-taqarrub ila Allah, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus you find the greatest ayah inside the Quran, in the whole siyaq, speaking about fiqh of Ramadan. There's only one place inside the Quran that Allah speaks about Ramadan. Al-Hajj is mentioned numerous places inside the Quran. Al-Zakah, Al-Salah, numerous places inside the Quran. Walakin Ramadan is only one place inside the Quran from verse 181 onwards for a whole page or so. Speaking about Ramadan, the fiqh of Ramadan, of Siyam. And the strange thing that some of us, because we don't seem to understand the penetration of the Quran. Inside there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, if not, أَعْظَمُ الْآيَةِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ فِي الدُّعَى. Allah mentions, if not the greatest ayah inside the Quran, after قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ مُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Mentions the greatest ayah inside the Quran. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. If the servant asks about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. I'm close. Allah doesn't say, أَنْتَ مُتَّقِي وَأَنْتَ فَاجِر وَأَنْتَ فَاسِق وَأَنْتَ عَاصِي. Allah doesn't say that you're a sinful Muslim, you're a bad Muslim, you're this type of Muslim, you're that type of Muslim, or you have this type of affiliation. Allah doesn't say that. Because we began with أَقُولُنَا قَاصِرُ. Our minds are deficient, our intellect is deficient. We try to summarize things in our own life. أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَ. Just like the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vast and open. فَجَنَّ وَاسِعَ كَذَلِكَ. Jannah is far more vast and open than that. No one has the keys to Jannah. No one has entrance to Jannah. The only keys are given to the doors of Jannah, given to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. As for man yadkhul, who enters Jannah, who resides there, who will be there, it will be individuals who call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you find that there's going to be many individuals that, may Allah forbid, that we come on the day of judgment and we see individuals that we think nothing of them. Sabakuna ila al-Jannah. They've gone into Jannah before us. They're residing. They have luxuries. They have good things. We've been delayed. We've been delayed to Jannah. And we thought we were those of the first of those to go into Jannah. Why? Because min qillati sujood, min qillati du'a, qillati targhib fi anfusina, a lack of du'a, a lack of supplication, a lack of sujood, a lack of encouraging ourselves, a lack of ourselves remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah says, remember me, don't remember people. In this month of Ramadan, remember only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. Al-muhib, the one who, when you love someone, to karrir ismahu, wa tujalli ismahu, or ismuha. If you love a woman, you love something, you mention that name, you praise that name, you speak well of that name, you use fine names, you remember it every gathering. Wa lillahi mathalul a'la. And to Allah belongs the greatest example. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fi al-Quran hudan lin-nas. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. This is a month of Ramadan, we send the Quran, هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ, guidance for mankind. Quran is, tilawatul Quran is nothing but praising Allah. Tilawatul Quran is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرَ. That's what many ulama mentioned, ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ is Quran. And then specifically using his names and his attributes, calling upon him, asking for guidance and steadfastness, rectification of our affairs. As the Prophet ﷺ in conclusion said to Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said to this ghulam, this young boy, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذِ اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. If you ask, ask only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You seek aid and assistance, you seek it only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this month of Ramadan, don't complain about people. Don't complain even about the Muslim world and the Muslim ummah. Complain only to Allah. Ask Allah. And yughayyir ahwalana, to change our state. To remove the poverty, the suffering, the hardship, the misguidance, the torture, the animosity, the tyranny, the hardship. Ask Allah. فَمَا هُوَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِبَعِيدٍ. There's not something far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because we don't ask, or some of us, we don't want to ask. And that's what we should encourage ourselves in the month of Ramadan, is ask. Don't think there's limit to asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is plentiful. Far beyond ma natasawwar, will give and continues to give and continues to give. So we should, in this month of Ramadan, make these commitments in conclusion. One to the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One to dua ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And third, to stay away from external affairs, which are going to spoil our Ramadan. And fourthly, from those affairs which are going to take away our good deeds. If someone speaking about another person, just advise them, Ya akhi, ماذا عندك? What do you have? Is this something beneficial? Is this something you want to do? Or something you want to encourage people? I don't want to hear it in this blessed month of Ramadan. Because maybe that perception may fall into my ears, into my mind. وَسُوءُ الظَّنِّ بِالْمُسْلِمِينَ. And a bad thought towards other Muslims. A harmful thought towards other Muslims. That many of us, that we live and we sleep upon that and we thrive upon that. Month of Ramadan is sharu sadr, is to expand our hearts and our mind in love for the Muslim ummah, love for Muslims, love lil khair, wa ta'a. and obedience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of our ability inside this dunya, to the best that we can do, and to strive and encourage ourselves and our family members and the people around us.